Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. Tomorrow is Wear It Purple Day and the theme this year is Still Me, Still Human. Wear It Purple encourages everyone to include some purple in their outfit to show their support for the LGBTIQA plus community. Joining us today on the program is Jane Armstrong, a clinical nurse specialist and LGBTIQA plus project officer from WA Health who specialises in mental health. Jane is also a regular on Fitter Happier, so with great pleasure, thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning, Jane.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm very well.
So, we must stop meeting like this.
I know. It's always such a pleasure seeing you on the rundown. Love having you on the show, as always.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Which is why I want to ask you, for our listeners who haven't heard us chat before, Jane, what led you to your work in this space?
I live and breathe in the LGBTI community myself, and have always been someone who advocates strongly and wants the best for not only our community but all our minorities as well, but particularly for our LGBTIQ plus youth. Because realistically, they are 12 times more likely to experience depression than our general population youth. And at least 25% have attempted suicide at some time. And those stats are frightening.
We talk about these stats quite frequently when you come on air, and, it is always quite daunting to hear that the stats are higher within minority groups, as you were just saying there. This year's theme of Wear It Purple Day. So if people out there don't know what it is, Wear It Purple Day encourages everyone to include some purple in their outfit to show their support for the LGBTIQA plus community. This year's theme being Still Me, Still Human. Jane, what does Wear It Purple Day mean to you?
Oh, it's so important. Really, Wear It Purple Day, particularly the theme this year, it's about authenticity, humanity, integrity, honesty, and really pushing the point that, it doesn't really matter who you are, it's just still human. We've all got red blood. It's the fact that so many of our LGBTIQ plus youth are marginalised even further. Bullying, discrimination, it's rife.
I agree with you. I want to know a little bit more about why it's so important for everyone to stand up and show their support, especially during Wear It Purple Day and, of course, every other day of the year.
I think once we become educated, it's our the onus responsibility falls on us to make sure it doesn't happen on our watch. We know, and as we've said on many different occasions, is that the mental health outcome for our LGBTIQ plus folks is incredibly poor, particularly so for our youth. We need everybody to come on board as allies. And allies are those who stand up, stand beside our LGBTIQ plus folks, and then when they need to carry them. In the advocacy and the fight against the bullying and the discrimination. I think we know that at least 75% of our LGBTIQ plus youth are bullied because of who they are. And when it comes to regional, rural and Aboriginal youth and our gender diverse youth, it's even more so. So it's really, it's about reducing that anxiety, depression and the poor mental health outcomes, which is all of our responsibility.
For sure. And as you were just saying, that staggering percentage there, 65% of LGBTIQA plus youth are bullied for their identity. That's 65% too many. And as you were saying, even in...
75% love.
75?
Yeah.
It's even higher.
65, yeah.
Yeah, a staggering number that shouldn't exist at all, which is just too much, honestly. And I want to know a little bit more about what we can do to show our support by wearing purple tomorrow, but what else can we do throughout the year, and this including allies as well?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think obviously tomorrow it's wear it purple. It's let people know why you're wearing it purple. It's wear other signs that you're, and if you're an ally, which I would hope that everybody is, wear a little rainbow pin. Wear your pronouns pin, or even wear the ally badge if you've got one. Wear something that shows that you're a safe person but also an ally. Then start having conversations with people. If you see or hear some form of discrimination or stigmatisation, call it out and go, hey, that's not acceptable. I know there's still a lot of fear in the community about this stuff, but when it comes down to it, we're all humans.
As you were saying before, we all share the same blood. We all have red blood. We are human. There shouldn't be something that's still being talked about today in terms of discrimination against our LGBTIQA plus folk. It's something that needs to be stopped. And I think, obviously, the importance of Wear It Purple Day is so crucial for expanding our conversation, expanding our education on these topics. But, of course, not only just Wear It Purple Day, but every other day of the year, as you were saying, Jane, making sure we are calling out people who are using acts of discrimination or, being rude towards others.
Joking. The jokes that I continually hear. What did I hear the other day? They're just identifying as queer because it's trendy. I was horrified. Why would a young one choose to identify as something that could potentially place them at risk to bullying, discrimination, increased mental health issues, increased suicidality? Why would someone do that?
Yeah.
So we've got to call that out.
It's insane. I think with more education in response to that, people are feeling more comfortable. But of course, as you were saying, it's just not enough for somebody to just call that out and say it's a trendy thing when it's really not. Jane, this year's theme is Still Me, Still Human. We just touched upon about the meaning of the theme, authenticity, humanity and things like that. Can you expand a little bit more about that as well?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think as we've chatted about, it's really about bringing it back to the baseline of no matter who you are, who you love, how you identify, you're still human. You're still a living, breathing human being that has feelings, has mental health, is affected greatly by the bullying and discrimination on an ongoing basis. Any organisation that's out there that wants to work towards being more inclusive, it can only improve things for our youth.
For sure. And Jane, I want to know, finally, for listeners out there who are listening to our conversation and want to know a little bit more about what we've touched on today, can you tell them where to go?
Yeah, so all they need to do is Google Wear It Purple Australia. They can also look at any of the LGBTIQ plus websites around Perth and Australia. And I'm pretty sure the health department's put something up as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us on the program again, Jane. We appreciate
Always
your
love
time.
It.
Very much look forward to chatting with you, I'm sure, in the near future. Thank
Absolutely.
You again. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, darling. Take care.
Bye. That was Jane Armstrong, a clinical nurse specialist and LGBTIQA+ project officer from WA Health, who specialises in mental health, speaking with us about the importance of this year's theme of Wear It Purple Day, Still Me, Still Human. And as Jane said, for more information about where to find more information of all the topics that we've spoke about today, you can visit the Healthy WA website. That's healthywa.wa.gov.au. Or to know more about the Wear It Purple Day theme, wearitpurple.org is the site to go as well.